Mathieu then turned to a related theme, the timing of an intervention with a destructive emotion. Does one deal with such emotions after they arise, at the time they arise, or before they arise? He explained, the first intervention, after they arise, is the beginner's approach. Usually one realizes the negative or destructive aspects of some emotions only after having experienced them. It will then become clear that the next time such emotions are ready to arise, it is best not to give them free rein. When one has gained some experience in this practice, the next stage is to deal with emotions as they arise. The crucial point here is to free emotions at the moment they surge in one's mind. For this, one stares at the newly born thought, asking whether it has a shape, location, color, and so on, in order to discover that its true nature is emptiness. If we become experienced in this process, thoughts and emotions come and go without giving birth to a host of binding thoughts, just as a bird flying through the sky does not leave any trace. Then, when you are quite experienced, the final step comes. Even before an emotion might arise, you are ready in such a way that it will not arise with the same strength, the same compelling, enslaving power. This step is linked to realization, a state of achieved transformation, where the destructive emotions don't arise with nearly the same strength. Emotions are a bit like that. There is a point, with experience, when practitioners have had loving-kindness soak their mind. It becomes second nature, so hatred is expelled from one's mind stream, and there is no way that one would harm someone willingly. Hatred no longer arises, and there is nothing to be repressed. This marks a validation of one's spiritual practice.